Hi, this is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punk TV Studio. We're so happy that you joined with us today. We have some exciting information and just a great subject that we want to talk about today, because it's something that I guess 75% of the world is experiencing: identity crisis. Who are we? How do I find myself? What am I supposed to be doing? How do I make my cause my dreams to come true? How do I exhibit my personality and the things that I desire to do? Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because certainly we know that we have a perfecter. The Bible says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. So when he designed you and he brought you into this world, it was nothing that was deficient in his creation and what he did. And what is so powerful about that, everybody has an identity that's like nobody else's identity. Your fingerprints are all different. Your teeth, when it comes to identifying who a person is, if there is a crisis in a situation, there's so many things that's so different about each and every one of us that we can't even be confused, not when it comes to who we are and our identity as a person. Our DNA identifies who we are, the traits of what we do, who we are, the things that we say, the environment that we come into, it all shape who the person we are. But again, like I said, many of us are facing an identity crisis, and we have allowed others to rob us of our true identity. Words have been spoken into your life, and it did not match your profile, or it was just a silhouette of who they thought you were. And unfortunately, you have accepted the negativity, the false presentation of who someone else said you are, and it has distorted the truth about your true self. It says, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but your words will never hurt me. I'm quite sure now, as you have grown up, you found out that, yeah, words do hurt me. Words do penetrate. They go far beyond into your psyche, and they remain there embedded inside, and sometimes they creep up and they will distort the person who you really was made to be. Words have been spoken into your life that have defected the soundness of God's voice and your inner voice, distorting the hearing of your clear direction. So, hey, it's not too late to turn and to focus on the truth of who you are to the world. Or you may be one of, it says, to the world you may be one person, but to one person you may be the world. So today we're going to talk about, let's talk about who you are and how you can give the world a public demonstration of who you are, so that you can go down in history as a powerful changer of life expectancy. I'm so happy today because I decided, you know what, I invite special guests on the line sometime, and I am a person that is a giver. I like to talk to people on the phone. I like to interview them. That's one of my top characteristics that I have. I like to ask questions. But today I said, you know what, I'm going to come on this line today and find out some things about people where I want them to give me some exchange of what they think is going on in their life, why they're on the road that they are, and how can they get onto the track where they're supposed to be. But I have a couple of guests on the line that I really want to bring on, but I just want to just put just a platform before you of what we're going to be talking about. And we're talking about identity crisis, when people are having a really hard time identifying who they are. Now, I was looking up, it says identity crisis means that your failure to achieve your ego identity during adolescence, and the stages that normally your personality, or you come into finding out who you are, is during ages 12 to 18. You're being formed during those times. So during this stage of your life, you have been exploring your independence, and you develop a sense of self. But sometimes during each stage, a person faces a development conflict, and it must be resolved successfully during the primary virtues of your stages. Social interaction or relationships affect your development and your growth. So one of the things that we talk about, in identity crisis, this is, what exactly is your personality? Some people say, what type of personality do you have? How does your understanding of your own person, and that's what personality, your own person, how you gain the insight into your emotional psyche of who you are, and how do you come to a place where you can describe and you can fully accept your uniqueness about yourself, with having to compare yourself with others, and how can you use your personality to influence anything and everything around you where you will shine, and not to shine to be seen, but shine to show who the individual is, the person that you are. How do you find in your personality to how to overcome difficult times in your life, that you can go through the struggles and you can go through the pain, you can go through the storms and the rain, but yet on the other side, you can come out still victorious in knowing who you are. I have on the line with me Veronica Brooks. She's from San Antonio, and she's a dynamic speaker. And she has a book called The Wealthy Life Skills, 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth. But it has to do with who you are and what you are capable of doing for your in yourself, your personality, your identity. And then again, I have another guest, our author, Shahi Jaden. He has co-hosts along with 500 million bestseller book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Story on Law of Attraction Radio. And Shahi is based in Los Angeles. He's a natural pain relief specialist. He's a coach by defining a coach. He's far, far beyond even saying what a coach is, a mentor. He helps you define your purpose, your passion, and he brings you to your fullest potential. But first, ladies first, so I'm going to allow Veronica Brooks to come, and she's just going to share with you on what we're talking about, identity crisis. And I have several people that are on the line, and I do appreciate you joining me today. I was like, saying, okay, this is going to be something that I'm quite sure people would be able to take advantage of and really find out some things about their own self. But we have now with you Miss Veronica Brooks. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine, Joy. Thank you for inviting me just to be a part of your show. I really appreciate that. You know, it's always good to have that opportunity to just share a little bit, you know, of that story so I can help somebody else to succeed in their life.
Yes.
So I'm doing very well, and just thank you again for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome.
So you want me to...
Now, tell us a little. Listen. I know I introduced you a little bit and stuff like that, but just give us a little bit more about you and what you do, and how do you help people to find out who they are?
Well, what I do, like you mentioned in the beginning, I'm the author of Wealthy Life Skills and also the book 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth. And what I do is teach people how to gain wealth using their own skills and abilities. And sometimes, in some cases, you know, we do get off track with identity of what we want to do in life. So when I came to start knowing about me, I looked at all the things that I have done, because, you know, you can have a lot of education, you know, you can work hard to succeed in so many things, and accomplish, when you accomplish those things, you can still get lost in developing you in accomplishing all those things. So,
yes.
You know, as for me, that's what I do. I'm an author, and I've been with the also the federal government, Department of Defense. I got several degrees, master's degrees in business administration and things like that. And I'm one of Les Brown's platinum speakers, who is my mentor. But, you know, Les Brown, we call him our mentor, but, man, he's like the father of just motivation all the way around. So sometimes I'm calling him Papa Motivator, because that's just him, because he's just such a great person to be around. And that's who has been building me up to get out and speak more and do things that for me to what I have actually accomplished already, to do those things and do it with excitement. So those are some of the things that about me of what I do. And I also have so many things that I'm going to be coming, actually putting out more of my with my magazine, Wealth
awesome.
Power.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring you back on our show another day so you can talk about your book and I can display you. That's normally what I do when I with authors. Mm-hmm. But I did want you to talk about this subject about identity crisis, because I'm going to bring – actually, I have another guest on the line, and I'm going to bring him in while you're talking. But this guy also, he's just as powerful. I mean, he's just phenomenal. And his name is Shang He. But I'm going to bring both of you on and then allow you to interchange some ideas that you can give to our audience, okay?
Nice, okay. So you want me to go ahead and start talking?
This is Shaheen, and this is I have Shaheen on the line, and also Veronica, and we're going to get some help today. We're going to talk about identity crisis. So, Veronica, go ahead and share some things that you want to share with our audience, and then, of course, Shaheen is open on the line also. He's live, and you are live. So this is going to be a great opportunity for you just to share with some things that you two know, because you are qualified and you are coaches.
Okay. Hello, Shaheen.
Hi, Veronica. So good to hear your voice. I'm so excited about all these amazing things you're about to accomplish.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to hear from you as well. But
I'm super excited.
Yes. As we go on to talk about these identifying crisis, I guess when we look at things and situations, for me, I had so many struggles, because when you're wanting to do so much, you don't know what to do. You don't even know how to do it. But then you like something you do. But then I had to look at, what do I really want? I had to really put in my mind action, a goal, what I really want, because sometimes we really don't know, but you have to pay attention to what you really like doing. That's one of the key things. You have to really pay attention. And then the thing for me, as I stepped out and I tried things, and some things didn't work too good. They weren't too good. I thought I was good at it, but I really wasn't good at it. So, when you step out and try, you have to take the chances. It's just a risk. But a risk is just a risk. It's not like you fail, because the thing is, you can't say that you fail. For example, let me do this. If you take a test, you don't really fail the test unless you quit. They could give you an F, D. They could do all those things like that. But you can always go back. You only fail unless you quit. So I strive to really find who I was and be happy about it. It goes within the inside. What was I really liking to do? And what I like to do is I love to build up people. And then, too, I like making money. I like those things.
Right.
So I have to put it together because I love giving to people. And then I love seeing them grow. And I love sharing the information. So all that came together. And that's how
Let me ask Shaheen a question. Shaheen, you're on the line, and you're, I know, identifying with some of the things that Veronica is saying. Give us some things that you can help our audience with also.
Okay, great. Veronica, thank you very much for your expression of everything you're saying. And Joy, I love the fact that you've created this incredible radio show because I think there's so many voices that can come together, which is exactly the answer to the healing that we're here to teach and to benefit from. And that's really the removal of fragmentation and beginning to have more integration, you know?
I think
that to begin, I want to say, I just want to take your name for a second. Let's say Joy, right? And that's like such a powerful thing. You know, just when you look back into ancient languages, there's a saying in the Hebrew language, it says, "Ein." This is like this is in Hebrew and Aramaic language. It says there is no joy like resolving fragmented, doubtful parts inside a person, right?
Wow.
And so all of joy is really the coming together of fragmentations being removed and then things coming together at a both metaphysical, spiritual, mental, emotional, all the way down to the cellular level, to the point where cancer, and we've talked about this, I think I remember our conversation in my office, where we talked about how cancer is really a fragmentation of so many parts and elements of a person, boiling down all the way to a cellular level where the cells in the body begin to disagree with each other and they don't want to really cooperate anymore. And not that we're judging someone who has cancer, because if we're experiencing someone who has cancer in front of us, that means we are part of that formula and we need to be helpful in that collective consciousness of the universe of coming together.
Yes, that's so true. Yes.
Yeah.
Because the attitude, because the pause, you know, I've read one time where they had seven people in a room where there was like negative speaking and talking, and then they had in the other seven, there was a bunch of positive things being said, and they got healed quicker than the others in the negative setting. So, yeah, that's really a true statement, what you just said.
Awesome. We have these lines are just lighting up. So let me do one thing, because I want to come back and I want to allow people to ask some questions if they have it. So what I'm going to do is just take a break and I'm going to take a commercial. I'm going to come right back to you. And thank you.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
A Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hi, this is Joy, your host with the Pastors for Punch TV studio. We're so thankful and happy that you joined us on today. We have a lot of listeners that have joined the show. We're talking about identity crisis. How do I find myself? You have the Pastors for Punch TV studio, our CEO, which is Joseph Collins, and our partner, Vanda Womack with ePastors. But we have two guests on our line that are there to talk about identity crisis. We have Veronica Brooks, the author of Wealthy Life Skills, 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth. And we have an author on the phone for Divine Description for Life, Shahid Jaden. And they're helping us to understand some things about our life and how to get to the places that you can feel and know who you are and what you're designed to do. So we have a short show today. Man, I should have said an hour, but I had something in my mind I wanted to talk about, and I decided, I said, you know what, I'm going to just click on this button and call everybody because I need to know, just feel what's in this era. How do we get to a place where we're so secure in who we are and what God has made us to be? So, Shahid, I know you're still here. So
yes.
You were just talking about some things that I need you to continue on, because it's some embedded desires that people have, and they need to know how to release themselves. How do you come to release the true person that you are?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some groundwork, which I love to share with you. And again, I was saying before, because of the word joy is so powerful in terms of just building who you are. When you're having no joy, it means you're like kind of disconnected from now. It's like hanging up on yourself. So you kind of feel lost. And then what happens is there's no prosperity because you start to feel that lack, because all your investments are kind of like tied up in some imagined future. And then there's no rest when you have that. You're kind of like too busy chasing happiness to be happy. And it just goes down this, you know, stage of no being. Then you're too busy looking for love to be loving. Then no peace. Then you're too anxious, futurizing. It replays itself all the way down to no intimacy, and then you're not present long enough for any real intimacy, and then your relationship suffers. So the reason I say these five steps is because that same lack of intimacy that occurs on the outside can begin to occur inside, right? And then it can create this crisis or identity crisis where all of the different selves that I have, they've become kind of scattered around, and I can't gather them together. The voices are going in different directions. There's incongruency. I'm not who I really feel I am. Parts of me are here. Parts of me are there. They can't all come together. I hide an aspect of myself at home. There's an aspect of me that wants to shine when I'm outside, but it can't because that part is left at home. And so then I begin to escape myself and then futurize or live in the past, right?
Yes.
And what I love about joy is that joy is the answer to a whole self, and not a fragment itself with identity crisis. So many of us have the identity crisis, you know. And,
thank you.
You know, that identity crisis is something that we're here to resolve, both at a, you know, this lifetime that we're here, and also at a collective consciousness or at a karmic level of all of the collections of our, the aspects of our soul coming into one unit, really beginning to fully experience life. And to fully be engaged with life. I think that's such a beautiful thing, to learn to bring our entire self into something, to be fully part of something. I think the greatest joy is to be fully involved, you know, and we all desperately want to be involved with life. It's just that sometimes we undervalue how beautiful life is, because I've seen this, that anyone, if you ever like doubt how powerfully you want to live and how powerfully all your parts can become present literally in 30 seconds, go ahead and hold your nose and don't breathe for about 1 minute. And you're going to see that you're going to pretty much want to get out of that environment of not breathing and be back to life, right?
Right.
So
yes.
It's pretty powerful. We all want to live. We all want to be engaged with life. We're all in love with life massively, Joy. Every single one of us. I'm in love with life. You're in love with life. And Veronica is in love with life, and everyone that's listening to us is in life. The question is, how do I get my physical body and my mental, emotional, and spirit to come to agreement with all that? How do I get myself to be in a in a job that I'm passionate about, in a career that I'm passionate about, in a relationship that feels congruent with me, so that all of that can integrate, so we can swim together. And I love swimming with all of you right now.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to ask both of you a favor, because my show is short this time, and I'm getting ready to, it's running down to like 2 or 3 minutes. What I would want you to do, because I know my guests is probably want to know how to find you, I want you to go on my Facebook page and put your information down. Just inbox me and let them know, you know, how to contact you. My guests know how to contact me. but I, Shaheed knows, and he's coaching me. I want everybody to know. They say you're supposed to have more than one coach. I do have more than one coach. I have Les Brown and also Shaheed. But I have an upcoming book. It's called Stop Cheating Yourself. And it says the 7 steps to fully living God's gifts in your life. And that's my book that I'm coming out with. And
I'm
that's one reason
I
was. So I will be having more information and workshops, seminars, podcasts that I would be producing myself, but I am an advocate of bringing others that are before me on, because I'm trailblazing some dynamic people, and when you see me, you understand why I excel so fast and what God has for me to do, because I know He has made me special and unique, and He has brought people in my life to make sure that I meet the deadline and the destiny that He has been in my life. But look, I have 2 minutes and just 30 seconds or 60 seconds. Let our guests know who you are again. And then again, you can go on my Facebook and put any information on there you can. But time is running out.
Well, I'll quickly say my information. Shaheen Jedian. And my website is painfreewoman.com, painfreewoman.com. That's an easy way to find me. And also on facebook.com/Shaheen Jedian or facebook.com/iRealSelf. That's it. Joy, I love hearing about your book. It's so exciting. I'm so excited. It's like my wings are growing. I just want to like fly with you with your book. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I'll just email you my contact information. This is short on time, but, you know, everybody could just connect with me on Facebook, Veronica Brooks, in the letter M, like in Michelle, and you could just go there and connect with me there on Facebook, because I can get to you quicker and faster if you have questions.
Awesome. And, Veronica, I'm bringing you and Shaheen back on my show so you can have an hour to do this time. And I do appreciate both of you at the last minute coming on to share with me. But this is the Pastors for Punch TV studio, your host, Joy Brown, our CEO, Joseph Collins, and we appreciate you all coming on today. And you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too, Joy. Thank you.
Thank you.